Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, hello, Rockstar. Thank you so much for yet showing up. Well, let me guess, what's our theme lately? Stand up, speak up, and show up? You get to show up, you get to stand up, and you get to listen up. I should warn you, I'm in a really good mood today. A little snarky behavior, a little snarky humor going on. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for coming back to Mission Accepted. If you haven't been here yet, congratulations. Congratulations. You are going to have a good time with us. And for those of you that have been here before, I know that you love to hear the stories. They inspire you. They motivate you. And you know what? Isn't it always fun to laugh at other people instead of yourselves? Because that's what happens. All my guests are crazy entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs going out there doing some really cool things. The nice thing is that they're willing to come onto the show and share with you. So whether you're taking this information for yourself and applying it into your life, or you know what? You just kind of want to chill out with us today while you're doing yoga or going for a walk or what have you. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much that today, you know what? You guys have been working really hard. I think you guys are the most militant listeners that I think we've ever had listen on the show yet. Yeah, absolutely. Huh, militant. Well, that might lead me to my guest today. Allison is a transformation coach, and I think that's what we do, right? We have gone through a lot of transformation as a planet in the world. And of course, that affects ourselves. This is a woman who has mastered mindset. And you know why? Because she spent time in the military. So she knows how to master pretty well, probably everything that she does. So Allison, thank you so much for coming on Mission Accepted today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm sitting here talking about how you went from military to mindset, and people are probably like, what? So tell us a little bit about kind of how you went from military to mindset. Like, what is it about mind? What is it about people transforming that drives you to do this as a business now?
Well, I think a big part of it is I am a firm believer that our mindset is everything. When we don't have the control over our mind, we tend to, you know, do things that maybe everybody else wants us to do because we've just been doing it for so long, or we're, you know, a negative thinker and we keep thinking that way because we've just been doing it for so long. And we don't understand that our mindset plays a huge role in that. And during the military, I started thinking about that even more. I started doing kind of little experiments to really work on my mindset and to find ways to really hone in on the things that I needed to do, regardless of everything that was going on around me. Because in the military, there's a lot of things that are outside of your control. But the one thing we can always control is how we respond to everything that's happening. But there were a lot of people, you know, in the military and outside of the military that they don't know how to do that. And so they succumb to the environment and then they find themselves depressed, or they find themselves anxious, or they find themselves with a lot of kind of, you know, issues that could be better if they, you know, took the time to really work on their mindset and understand that they do have the power to get out of that. And so once I got out of the military, this was just something I really wanted to help people work on, because the military is not an easy environment for anybody. You could have one of the most solid mindsets in the world, and you're still going to have days where you struggle in the military. And so I just really wanted to help people kind of transition into back to being a civilian again, because sometimes, you know, before the military, we know who we are. And then we go through the military, and now we're so military that we've kind of lost who we are. And that when we get out, especially people who have done it for so long in the military, like 20 years, all they know is the military. So they don't know who they are anymore. So we have to like find a way to make that transition from being in the military back to having a normal life, if you will. So that's where a lot of that comes into play.
You know, thank you so much for that. I mean, when I now I haven't spent time in the military. I think when we shared earlier, I stood outside the recruitment office when I was 17 for a very long time. And if someone had just come along and pushed me in, who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'd have been like, oh no, not you. Oh no, not you. But I think that the part that I identify with is it's, and you hear it often, and I know that you work with people also that are not just in the military, but that there's a lot of times we fall into what I call a new identity. So I've been a mom for 20 years. I've been a stepmom for 20 years. I've been a wife. I've been a caregiver. I've been a teacher. I've been a, because what we do many times becomes our identity. And you hear it all the time. So, hey, what do? And we answer it as if that's who we are instead of what we do. And when you come out of something that you've been doing for a long time, even if those are just like you said, self-defeating behavior, ways that we talk about ourselves to ourselves, you know, those kind of things, that there does need to be a mind shift. And I think that's a really difficult thing to do because we, when we become who we are or what we do, right? Like I'm a mom, or you know, I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm a this, it becomes such a part of our being that it is really a difficult transition to be able to mindset ourselves or walk ourselves through a transformation. I mean, that doesn't even sound like fun.
Not
So,
easy work.
no, it's not easy work, but and it's meant to be done with somebody, you know, obviously someone who's done it before, or someone who's experienced. So, when someone kind of comes up against themselves, what are some of the things that like what's some of those situations like for those of us that are sitting out here listening to you share, like what are some of the things that we can do, some of the first steps or maybe the 10th step to kind of get us in a place where we can sort of start identifying differently or becoming the new person that we want to be, or you know, that person inside that we've always want to be happy or joyful or a better parent or more successful in business, like that person that we want to be. Can you give us a little insight on that?
Yes. So number one, where I always start people off is they have to do that. They have to identify what it is from their experience that they like, what it is from their experience that they don't like. What do they want to continue to carry with them through life? And what are things they don't want to continue to take with them? Because you don't have to take all those things with you from back then or even from right now into the future. But we have to be able to identify those things. And then once we identify those things, we have to start telling ourselves a different story. Because when we just keep repeating the same story, we're just going to keep getting more of the same story. But if you like certain parts of it, then keep telling that story. But if there's things that you want to change, you have to change that story that you keep telling yourself.
I think that's like, you know, when people say that's a mic drop moment, I don't even think we realize that we have the permission. It's like going back and saying, okay, maybe that happened, maybe that did, maybe I didn't get what I wanted, maybe I, you know, but I get to go back and change that story, either by not repeating that story anymore, changing my perspective, reframing that, but that at any point, I can choose a new story. Like I could sit with you today and go, okay, I don't like how this part of my business is working, or I don't know, like this part of my life is showing up or whatever. And we get to create a new strategy to a new story and identify what we keep saying or how we keep reliving it. And isn't that the truth? Like we all probably want to some degree a better life in some area, but we keep reliving that part of our life right now as if it's true and alive. And but until you give yourself permission to choose a different life, choose a different story, we probably, you know, I mean, I think we all sit down and write some goals, but actually dropping the old story, I think it's powerful.
Yeah.
That's really powerful. I was looking at my dream boards because it's funny, we were chatting pre-show and I was like, Deb, you need to move your dream boards into your office. So I would say my office looks like a Tony Robbins garage show. And, you know, I've got all these dream boards because I've been doing it for a while. And one of the words popped off at me yesterday as I was moving them in here from my bedroom. And that word was retreat. And you just finished talking. I mean, I am a retreat person. I'm like, I don't go on enough of them. If anyone out there is like, oh, it's time to get Deb a present, I think I'll get her a retreat. I'll take a 4-hour retreat. You know what I mean? I love retreats. And then you said like, I do retreats, but we didn't have a chance to find out what kind of retreats you do. So share for me and everybody listening.
Yes. So the ones that we're focusing on right now is more along the lines of self-care and rejuvenation. So the theme of that, really what we want people to do when it's just a weekend one, is we want people to have that time to disconnect from their day-to-day lives, disconnect from the family, like they're coming by themselves, you know, get away from everything, have the time to take care of yourself. And we touch on a lot of different things. We have somebody who does yoga in the morning and in the evening. We have a lady who focuses really on, you know, skincare and hair care. And so like a lot of pampering, we get massages, but then we also have that time where we do some of this mindset work during the retreat. So that way, not only are they getting pampered and loved and they're learning new things, they're also shifting their mindset. So that way, when they're done with the retreat, they go back home as like a brand new person and they're ready to take on whatever they've got coming at them.
Okay, so I'm sure you're going to put me on your list when you do your next retreats, but I think that's really important. Let's talk about when you say come back and ready to handle. So when people actually stop, a girlfriend of mine calls it digital detox, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? So when you kind of detox from what it is that you're doing, there seems to be, from what you're saying, an allowance.
Yeah.
An allowance for like what happens in a retreat that makes someone come out and feel like they can take on the world.
Well, a lot of it, I think a big part of it is like I said, the allowing. They're giving themselves permission to feel what they're feeling, to go through what they're going through, and permission to, yes, start telling themselves that different story. Because a lot of people, they really don't think that that's something we can do. And so giving them that time to really sit with themselves and really identify those things, they come out with a sense of like, wow, I do have the power. I can do this. And then they're so excited to go back and, you know, share with everybody else and really start working towards that life that they wanted, that they decided right then and there in that retreat.
Wow. So look, if you guys don't know, and you've heard by now about Stand Up, Speak Up and Show It Summit series, because, well, we're heading into the fourth summit and there's 22. We are going to rock the world for a long time coming. And this is a summit. This is a speaking stage where men and women can come. And this is also in support of International Women's Day. And just the whole self-movement. I mean, when we think about something, a movement or doing something for a cause, it's really everyone's individual experience with that cause or experience with that movement, what we want to be. And it sounds like a retreat would be fantastic for that. So Allison is one of the speakers and I absolutely love it. I'm going to ask her a question. You guys are going to be like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So she's going to be speaking. You guys got to come and listen. So look, just go to my website. You know what to do. Go to the events page. It's all there. It's a free ticket, so you have no excuse. So Allison, I want to ask you, what's it like to date yourself? Allison's going to show you and talk to you about how you need to date yourself. How do you date yourself?
Yes. So we'll keep it brief here. It really aligns with what we were just talking about. And a lot of it, you know, everybody's got a different way of doing this, but again, spending some time alone to really, really connect with yourself, because sometimes it's hard to figure out our connection with ourselves when we're constantly around other people, or we're constantly watching our kids, or we're working all day long. And when we come home, it's 9 o'clock at night and we don't want to do anything but go to sleep and start it all over the next day. Where do we really have time to do that? And so you have to make the time. Now, whether it's 15 minutes a day or an hour once a week, spending that time alone in peace and quiet, or if you want to play some relaxing music, light a candle, whatever it is that you do, there's so many different methods. You could literally take yourself on a date if that's the route you want to go. I like to have a warm bath, and sometimes I'll even have a glass of wine in there and some chocolates, like, you know, and just have that time to just check in with myself. Like, we're always asking, how are you doing? How are you doing? And it's just that usual, oh, I'm good. But really, how are you doing? And so when you have that time alone to connect with yourself and really see how it is that you are doing, then it really allows you to give to other people a lot more, because you're aligned and checked in with yourself. And if you can do it 10 minutes a day, or again, an hour once a week, whatever your favorite way to be kind of alone with yourself is, then that's going to be so much better for you. And then the people around you will also start to notice how much happier you are and how much more connected you are. And they're going to wonder what it is that you're doing. And then you get to tell them, well, I date myself once a week, or 10 minutes a day, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, we give so much to everybody else that we should have that time for ourselves.
I love that. And, you know, you guys, start hashtagging date with yourself. So, you know, whether you're doing something on social media or whatever, start hashtagging, I took myself out for a date. Here's something that I've done, and I find it really interesting. A lot of times people are nervous to go to a coffee shop by themselves. Yes. They're nervous to take themselves out for dinner. I've gone to movies by myself. Mm-hmm. Best date ever. Yeah. and just being, it's like you can be in a room with a whole bunch of people, but you're conserving your own energy. And here's what I find, that yes, it makes me a better person. It actually makes me happier. I can still be doing everything I'm doing. There's an internal calm. But I think that it actually is really good for my business. Yes. Because it allows you time to make decisions, even though you're not even thinking about what you got to make decisions with. Like, there's something about that. There's a lot of times people have a hard time being on their own at a restaurant or what have you. But I think it's important to kind of take yourself out and reflect. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Really good stuff. So look, I know that you're going to be on the summit. Talk to us a little bit about that decision. I mean, that's a real, it's interesting when we say yes to things. Like, when we say yes to things, I think even those of us, I mean, people look at you like, Allison, you know, you've had a career in the military. You coach people through that process. You're getting people to change their stories. You're running retreats. You're downloading on self-care. You're like drinking wine in the bathtub. I mean, oh my gosh, who doesn't want to be you? So, but what's it for you when you need to make a shift? Like, what's the process for you when you're like, okay, I'm going to go take my business to the next level, or I'm going to go out there and do something I haven't done before? What's that like?
Well, I feel at the basis, it's the same for everybody. I knew that doing something like this was going to be a bit out of my comfort zone, but I knew that in order for me to get to where I ultimately wanted to be, these were the decisions I needed to be comfortable making. I needed to say, you know what? I trust myself. I believe in myself. I want to do this. I can do this. So I'm going to do it. And it just, you know, pull the plug, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, and just actually make that decision. Because I could have said no, I could have waited a month, 2 months, 3 months. But then if it would have been, you know, no more spots left, then I probably would have been beating myself up like, oh, I should have done it. And so sometimes it's a little impulsive, but in a good way, because when that action and that feeling is so aligned, you have to take action right then and there. You can't give it a week. You can't give it a month, because you're going to have that internal battle of should I not, could I not, or, you know, whatever other obstacles might be in the way. And so when this, you know, we were having that discussion and everything, and there was a part of me that was just like, well, you need to do this. Like, you have to do this is something that's going to help take you to that next level. And, you know, even if worst case scenario, like, even if it doesn't, I got the experience. I met a lot of other people. Like, there was pretty much like no negative to it, you know? And so as soon as I felt that whole alignment with everything, I just was like, I got to do it. And so that's just, you know.
I think that's I mean, that there's so much learning in that. First of all, like being brave. Second, feeling an alignment. And honestly, I think some of the most, I mean, I just came off a show where I was asked very similar questions in relationship to, you know, taking things on, going to the next level. How does someone do that after 31 years? I'm like, oh, we just keep scaring ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, we just people assume that people that have your ability to mind, you know, mind yourself, control yourself, what have you, my ability to do business or what have you, that somehow we don't have those experiences anymore. I think all we do is we have experiences enough in the past where we've kind of jumped off cliffs that we know for the most part, like you said, there's always a win. Like, really, there's always a win. Like, the silver lining, you know, is it 1 inch thick or is it 12 inches thick? Like, there's always really good stuff that comes from it. And honestly, it comes from saying yes. And I've said this a million times. When I first started my business, I couldn't afford to do any advertising. And there was only one magazine in all of my like city that advertised for holistic services. And I couldn't afford it. So I did flyers, you know, I'd go do flyers and I'd flyer the city and take things, you know, back in, you know, dog and pony days, but you know, maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And I would go and flyer one day, and then all of a sudden I'd get a phone call for my services, but it came from a referral. And that was such a big lesson for me, where I could go to a networking group and then all of a sudden someone's contacting me from my social media. Like, I think as long as you're saying yes and you let go of where the results are going to come from, like, are you going to go to the next level because of someone that heard you speak at the stand up, speak up and show up? Or are you going to go to the next level because someone saw one of the other speakers put it out on their LinkedIn and thought, oh, that chick's kind of cool, went and looked at your LinkedIn profile, met you through there, and that was your biggest client? Like, we just don't know. And I think that's such a big part of that piece that we all have to go through, that sense of nervousness, right? Yeah. Well, look, I know that you are going to be speaking soon and we're going to be wrapping up here a little bit. I've got a couple of questions for you that might be kind of off cuff a little bit, but that's who I am. So look, you help other people's dreams come true, clearly. That's obviously what you're in business doing. But all of that aside, and maybe all of your business aside, I think it's always important to, anytime you have an opportunity to tell the world something that you would like, something that's on your bucket list. What's something that's on your bucket list that you'd like to do? You know, I always say before they put dirt on the box, but you know, what can we universally help you find or an experience that you want to have?
Well, the biggest thing that's coming up right now in 2027 is I want to renew my vows in Paris for our 10-year anniversary on a rooftop restaurant. But I want to fly either private or first class. Like, I want the whole 5-star luxury experience for our 10-year anniversary.
All right, so that's 2027. You guys have heard it. The universe has heard it. Let's see what happens. And then my very last question to you, I mean, I love to talk about top performance because we do have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen in, and you know, I'm a top performance trainer, so I love to help people top performance. If there was one thing outside of what you've already shared that you find really kind of people into having quick results, better results, whatever someone thinks of top performance, what would it be?
That's going to sound a little cheesy, but every time I always come back to this phrase, and it's Nike's tagline, just do it. Like, literally, do it. Like, you want to get, better at working out? Go to the gym. You want to eat healthier? Well, just do it. Like, you have to just do it. And sometimes you just figure it out while you're doing it.
Awesome.
We got
Awesome.
five in there.
Okay. So last question, because you know what, I'm a music count and you guys know I'm going to send you to theydidittour.ca because you got to go and check out this crazy, incredible walk across Ireland that we're doing, just like ringing the bell for musicians everywhere. Look, you're on your way to a desert island and it's you and you, sister. You got one suitcase and you've only got room. You can only slide in one album. What album are you taking with you to this desert island that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days?
So I think it's called Go Forever, because I changed it. I'm gonna go with really anything by Rob Bailey and the Hustle Standard. It sounds kind of weird. They are like a mixture of like rap and screaming rock, but it's heavy on the mindset. Like the whole song like could be a motivational speech. Like it just takes me to that next level. And so I just love listening to anything that they put out.
Okay, I want you to send me that song because both you and I walk across a lot of stages. And I tend to use AC/DC, right? Like, and I'm on my way to go boxing. I will put on AC/DC and I will like so get in the let's do this. So send that to me. I'm really looking forward to finding a new artist.
Yes.
You know what? Can you please, before we sign off today, thank you so much, Allison. Can you tell people where to get in touch with you?
Yes. So Facebook and Instagram are going to be your best bet. My email though is elevatedaspectscoaching@gmail.com. But on Facebook and Instagram, my personal page is just Allison Nguyen. The Facebook and Instagram business page is just Elevated Aspects.
Can you tell people how to spell your name, darling?
Yes. So Allyssen is my first name. And Nguyen is Nguyen.
Okay, you guys, can you see why I asked her to spell it? Because you're not.
No.
Okay. Now you guys know why I said you were like the most militant listeners today. I think you guys got your, you know, you got it going on. You got some juju going on right now. Thank you so much for honestly attending and listening and sharing and asking and sending in questions. Just being the best audience ever. We really are dedicated to showcasing people that say yes and take on the mission for whatever reason, for whatever reason. And I hope that you're inspired to take on your mission, whatever that looks like to you. So be brave till I see you guys next week. Stay groovy and be well. Bye for now.